A rock historian, Ed Ward, says that the Youngbloods were the second most important folk rock band of the late 60s, the first being the Byrds. With two of the greatest voices of the time, Jesse Colin Young and Jerry Corbett, the Youngbloods created some of the finest music of the day. Music historian Ed Ward tells us how they got together.
Youngbloods came into being sometime in 1966 when Jesse Colin Young, who'd been around the Boston folk scene, and Jerry Corbett, a New York folky, recruited drummer Joe Bauer and a keyboard player named Lowell Levenger III, but who called himself Banana, to form a band. In a short while, they became the house band at the Café Agogo in Greenwich Village, and they were perhaps the first band ever to demand total artistic control as part of the record contract they inevitably signed. The reason they commanded such respect was simple. Jesse knew great songwriters and had already recorded some of their best songs. He didn't mind re-recording them with a band either.
4 in the morning and the water is pouring down. Stove don't work and the baby has just left town. I'm lying on my back cause it just ain't.
Four in the Morning was by Robin Ramelli and had been a centerpiece of Jesse's solo act for years. But the band wasn't afraid to tackle other songs, which had been done by plenty of other people. The Other Side of This Life was a Fred Neil song recorded by, among others, the Jefferson Airplane, but nobody had attacked it with quite the ferocity of the Youngbloods. However, it was another much-recorded number for which they're probably best remembered these days.
Love is but a song we sing, fears we will die. You can make the mountains ring. Oh, make the angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing, and you may not know why. Come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together.
Oddly, Get Together by the ill-fated West Coast songwriter Dino Valenti wasn't a hit when it was first released in the Summer of Love, 1967. It only got to 62 on the pop charts and then disappeared. The band wasn't particularly concerned. There were a lot of good songs out there, and they'd started writing them themselves.
Shoot your dice and have any fun, sugar baby. Shoot your dice and have your fun. Run like hell.
Sugar Babe, Jesse's rewrite of a traditional tune, wound up in the soundtrack of Antonioni's film Zabriskie Point and was one of the first songs to point in the direction of country rock, which was just emerging. But all was not well with the Youngbloods, and during the recording of their second album, Earth Music, Jerry Corbett left the band to go solo. Banana took over guitar and live performances, but the loss of the magic vocal blend was sad. But there were more changes underway. The three remaining Youngbloods relocated to rural Marin County, north of San Francisco, and, inspired by the view of a hill in the vicinity, made an album called Elephant Mountain. Oddly, moving to hippie paradise stimulated Jesse's depressive tendencies, resulting in one of the band's greatest moments.
Be my pillow, take my hand and let me sleep in the coolness of your shadow, in the silence of your deep darkness. Darkness, hide my yearning for the things that cannot be. Keep my mind from constant turning toward things I cannot see now. Things I cannot see now. Things I cannot see.
Needless to say, that didn't do so well on the charts, despite David Lindley's amazing fiddle. But after it sank, the National Council of Christians and Jews took Get Together as its TV ad song, and the Youngbloods' two-year-old record rocketed to number 5. Hot like never before, the band negotiated another first, a contract with Warner Brothers Records, which allowed them their own label, Raccoon. That's another story, though, and we'll have to wait for those records to be reissued before I can tell it.
Ed Ward lives in Berlin. A compilation CD called Get Together, The Essential Youngbloods, is on BMG Heritage.